From the bunker at the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. One person was killed Thursday morning in a head-on collision that closed U.S. Highway 62-180 connecting El Paso to Carlsbad. The accident happened when a vehicle collided head-on with a pickup that was pulling a trailer. The driver of that car died at the scene, and three people in the truck were taken to a hospital, that according to Texas DPS. The identification of the driver has not been released. 30-year-old Ernesto Irivas of Artesia pleaded not guilty in Artesia Magistrate Court for allegedly hitting a woman in the head with a beer can. Irivas was charged with battery against a household member. According to police reports, he allegedly picked up a beer can out of a cooler and threw it at a woman, hitting her in the forehead. The Sitting Bull Falls Recreation Area just west of Carlsbad remains closed as the U.S. Forest Service continues to clean up trash and other debris. The recreational area was left trashed out after an estimated 3,000 people visited during the Memorial Day weekend. 11 Lee County Sheriff's Explorers candidates are currently going through the program. Corporal Travis Hobbs of the Lee County Sheriff's Office elaborates.
So the Explorer program is a continuous program that we've started with the Sheriff's Office December, about a year and a half ago. And I spoke with Sheriff Helton and Undersheriff Michael Walker, and I informed them of my experiences as an explorer for myself when I was 17 to 21 years of age, back in California, and how great it would be to be able to give the youth an opportunity of a program that's been around for over 75 years as an umbrella through the Scouting, and formerly Boy Scouts of America, and now Scouting.
The candidates, whose ages range from 14 to 20 years old and who live within the county, meet every week at the Sheriff's Office.
So every week that we do training, I try and teach something that has to deal with the criminal justice in some way. Sometimes I'll have attorneys come in and teach. Sometimes I'll teach on different aspects, different scenarios. And one of the specialty units that the youth really enjoy, several of them want to be SWAT operators one day. So I thought it would be a great opportunity for our SWAT team to come in and some of the tools that they use to make the job successful.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.